Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Making Moves with TK and one of my favorite people ever, my aunt, and my biggest supporter, and also who I am the biggest supporter of.
Truly.
Miss Motherforking Remy Ashton.
Hello, everyone. I have to say,
show us the princess wave.
With the elbow. Lead with the elbow.
Okay.
This way.
How do you know this? Oh, yeah. You were a pageant person, weren't you?
No.
Okay.
You think I was a pageant girl?
Pageant girls scare me.
You know the little, like, toddlers in tiaras and things?
Yes.
Did you know they
were you in the?
No. But I was in dance competitions, which is like adjacent.
Damn area.
But you know they put Vaseline on their teeth so they have to keep smiling so that they don't close their mouth?
No, I didn't know that.
I was homecoming princess twice, which is why I mastered.
Wait, what is princess?
It's like when you're not good enough to be queen. No.
Wait, shut the
freshman,
fuck up.
Sophomore, junior is princess, and then court, you're considered a princess too. And then there's obviously one queen, but I didn't win queen.
Oh, okay.
Always a princess, you know, never a queen.
way fucking better.
Princess Wave.
Okay. Well, Remy, I'm so honored to have you on. You're one of my favorite people ever.
I had nothing to do today, but I dropped everything to be here.
Remy was so kind to bring me a witch's brew.
Yes. So lovely Alani and refreshing. Cheers.
Caramel apple flavored, and it literally tastes like the caramel apple pops at
it
the
really
bottom
is
of the trunk.
So good.
And yeah, so good. You know, the big thing at my high school sporting events was the caramel apple pops. Everyone got them. They had them at the concessions.
How much were they charging for a lollipop?
I think like 25 cents.
Oh yeah, that's a deal.
Oh, a steal.
Yeah, at a sporting event, you're eating a lollipop.
The caramel apple pops. Yeah, it's a thing.
Interesting.
And it was specifically at like the high school football and basketball games. Everyone would get them. So this reminds me of like, you know,
nostalgic.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. Okay, well, Remy is the co-host and star of one of my favorite podcasts ever, Pretty Basic.
Have you heard of it before?
Subscribe. Pretty Basic. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's like this small podcast.
That's really Gay's literally the producer of.
It's an indie podcast.
It is. She is.
Yeah, and I'm so lucky to be a part of the team on Pretty Basic. But it's so funny. Like, I when I got a producer, I was like, what the fuck? This is amazing.
It's like absolutely game changing.
Which is like what I do for Pretty Basic, and I love my job, but I'm like, having my own for my own show is like...
You don't even have to think anymore. Shout out Amelia.
Yeah.
You literally just show up and you just talk.
Oh, it's...
It's the best thing in the world.
And like, my instinct is to be like, okay, is the framing good? Like, is my audio sound good?
Yeah.
But like, the fact that I don't have to worry about that really can allow you to focus on the content.
Exactly. And like, what we're going to talk about and just topics and things like that.
Yeah. What has it been like starting essentially a business and like a huge nationwide show? Like, what is it, worldwide? I don't fucking know.
I have no idea.
You know, an empire, essentially, with the one and only Alicia Marie.
I mean, first off, I get to work with Alicia Marie.
Yeah, she's so cool.
I think it's funny because even when you just said, like, business, I feel like I still don't think of it as it being what it's become.
Well, you guys pay me.
Yes, we do.
It's really weird.
We do actually do pay her.
Yeah, you guys pay me well.
Okay, good to know.
Thanks.
Love that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't even fucking know.
We'll circle back on that in our yearly review. I think, I don't know. I still love that it feels so natural still.
Yeah.
And even with like being able to hire you out and Whitney out and have like other people on the team to set up and do all those things, it's such a luxury, honestly. Mm-hmm. And you get to just really show up and just chat with my best friend for an hour, 2 hours about random things. And so I feel like having all that has just kept it feeling truly like a best friend sleepover, which is what it always felt like from the get-go. So it's been nice.
Have there ever been times, like, I mean, like, truly, like, dead ass, has there ever been times where you and Alicia just didn't agree on something, like, business-wise, and you're like a little bit irritated?
That's a good question. I'm gonna rack my brain. Honestly,
nothing that like comes to mind.
No. And I actually don't even think anything small also, because I feel like we're both very lax at the same time, or like if somebody has a really strong opinion, the other one's like, okay, I totally trust whatever you think.
Yeah,
so it's good. It's always flowed.
I will say, when one of you has a strong opinion, the other one is more like, all right, I'll let that go.
Totally.
And I'll be more strong about my own thing, whatever.
Yes.
Which is cool and important in a relationship.
Totally.
Well, I have to throw you the question that you always throw at people on Pretty Basic.
Okay.
What was your first impression of me?
My first impression.
Do you remember? Where was it? When?
Yes, at
Oh my god, I remember.
I know. I was at Coachella.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
I remember it was it's so funny because I don't think Pretty Basic had even started yet.
No.
Because Alicia and I were not really that close yet. I don't know.
No, you were.
I don't know where we ended up or how we got a house together at Coachella when we weren't that close.
I definitely knew of you.
Okay.
Like, when we went there, I didn't know who's going to be there.
Okay.
I only knew Alicia was and maybe her sister, which I didn't even know Ashley at all.
That's so funny.
I met everyone that trip.
That's so funny.
And I didn't know you were going to be there, but I knew of you. And I was like, I fuck with this girl's videos.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I watched your videos.
Wait, that's so nice.
Yeah, especially because you were a downtown LA girly, and so was I. And just like, I feel like you dominate like lifestyle YouTube. So like everyone's seen your shit.
My God. Well, thank you. Yeah. I don't know how Alicia and I, we were close enough to obviously like rent a house together, but like not close enough to hang out at all the entire weekend.
Which is crazy.
I know. It's just so like right now we literally know everything about each other. But I remember she was like, we rented the house. She's like, oh, I have this friend that needs a place to stay. She's going to crash on the couch. I was like, cool, that's fine. And then.
Yeah, because you're the type that would not care. She's so the type that would.
You think? Oh, if I had done the same to her.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, well, who is
that's
it?
That's super true. I was like, cool, whatever, yeah. Sounds good.
Well, who is it and where was she born? And what's her social security number?
Credit card number.
Yeah.
Felony history. Yes. We need to know everything. So then I ended up meeting you, but I was very, what is the word? I guess distracted by just my own personal life that weekend.
Little did we know how pivotal
yes.
that weekend in our lives mm-hmm. would be, just as far as, you know, cutting ties with certain people to make, you really have to cut out certain people to
make room for the new. Totally.
I'm doing that currently with men.
Okay.
You know, you gotta have, as Tinks would say, you gotta have a funeral and to get rid of them to let the new come in.
Okay.
And that was so crazy how much, you know,
everybody in that house was individually going through something.
Yeah.
But none of us were talking about it.
Because we weren't that close.
No. I was just like doing my own thing in my room. You were on the couch. Alicia had her room.
I was on the couch with my Clif Bars.
I remember that, but my I remember my room was the closest to the couch. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'd always just be like, hey, like when I walk outside.
Well, and I thought it was groundbreaking
yes.
that, and I still do, like, but like now knowing you, but I genuinely thought it was groundbreaking how willing you were to share your glitter on my eyes. Because for Coachella, it was my first really time.
Okay.
And I knew literally 2 days before that I was going.
Oh.
So I didn't prep anything. I had no outfits, no anything. I just like literally took like shorts that I had that my mom had from the 80s. And then I like paired it with a top that I got from Zara. I think I ran to Zara downtown like the day before.
The worst Zara ever.
I got all the stuff. And I did not know, you know, tan, hair, glitter.
Yes.
glitter. Chest glitter.
All the like the steps that go into that weekend.
I did not realize it was Influencer Olympics at the time.
You didn't realize Alicia goes out a week early to get content.
I had no idea. Yes. Which she's psycho for that. And I get it.
I totally get it. It's really smart.
But Remy was so kind and generous giving me her glitter. For, you know, the inner corner of my eye, all over. And she was like,
I don't remember this.
And, I mean, you literally had a glitter bag.
I do. I still have it. I keep it for emergencies.
And she gave me the whole glitter bag and was like, honestly, pick out whatever. I don't care. And I was like, wait, actually imagine like your first encounter with an influencer that like gets so many products. Like, I didn't realize like you guys get so many products sent or like anything like that. Not that it makes a difference. Like, you're still so generous with it. But I was like,
like,
first
why
of
is
all,
this bitch got so many glitters?
So much glitter. Yeah, so much glitter. And then the fact that you were so lax and didn't even care to like watch me apply it and how much I was using, I was like,
that's so funny.
I mean, you were so nice. And you were like, borrow anything, use anything, wear whatever, use as much glitter, take it home with you. You're like, I don't care. And I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to take one of these Tarte glitters home with me.
Those are actually good. The little ones with the pink top.
Yeah,
those are good.
So, thank you, Remy. But what was your first impression?
Anytime. I just thought you were really sweet. I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but she seems really nice. And then again, I was very distracted by my own stuff.
Yeah.
But like,
as was everyone.
Everybody was. And I feel like, I don't know, really, it would have been easy for you to, I don't know, whether it was like pry on everybody because everyone was just going through a lot, or I don't know, like make it not difficult, but you know, just like make it a little bit bigger of an issue. But you were so nice and so lax and so sweet and just like, you were just great to have in the house and like the best person thank that you. Could have joined for real. And then the next year after was even better.
Well, you know what I will say is that I genuinely like, and I mean this genuinely, was the in the most non-joking way, I was the epitome of just happy to be there.
Aww.
Like, and I really was. I was like, I can't believe that I'm going to Coachella. Alicia offered, because I was just going to get a GA ticket, because I didn't know.
Were you meeting other people there?
Yeah. Well, okay. All my friends were with Coachella. Was that the Doat?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That was Doat. Cella. Remember? Does everyone remember Doat?
I didn't actually keep up with any of that, and I didn't know. I didn't even know that was a thing till way after everything happened, and then I heard, and I was like, wait, how did I miss all of
this? So my friends were Team Doat Cella, and I wasn't an influencer, and they wouldn't allow them to bring plus one, so all my friends were like, what the heck, this sucks, and then I was kind of screwed, because not only, I mean, I was down to pay for a place, but all of my friends were going with different brands and stuff and Doat Cella. So I couldn't even like pay to crash there, or like I didn't have friends to formulate like and share a hotel with.
Yeah. And you're not going to go by yourself 45 minutes away and take a shuttle by yourself. That's
no,
scary.
Exactly. So, and I also had never been, so I didn't know like the lay of the land or, you know, where
to get.
Oh my
God, it's so confusing. Oh my God. I still don't know.
Yeah. So I had reached out to Alicia and I like sent her a long text, but I was like, literally, I know this is the worst thing to ask. Like, no pressure. I know you're going to say no. And she said yes.
Oh, that's
for
so
some reason.
Look at us now.
I know. So weird. And so then I like met you guys and all my friends. So I met up with Doat Cella when it was at the festival.
Oh,
like the Doat Cella squad.
Okay. Got it.
So I would get ready with you guys and then I'd go. And what's funny is, I didn't even realize like how big and like awesome and, you know, just like exciting it was for me to be with you guys, because all of Doat Cella was like, oh my God, you're staying with Alicia Marie and, you know, Miss Remy Ashton. And in my head, I was like, yeah. Wait, but you guys are Doat Cella. Like, I just didn't know. I was so innocent. That's and also so like funny. Naive to like, I was just so happy to be there. I didn't even pick up on cues that you were going through shit.
Oh,
which
good.
Normally I'm very intuitive with, but like I just didn't know you at all. I didn't know what you were like normally, so I couldn't compare it.
Noted.
You know what I mean?
Also, I'm sure you, again, like you wouldn't want to pry on someone that you just met also.
Well, yeah, I was just like, I'm on the couch. I'm here with my Clif Bars. I'm not here to bother anyone.
Did you see any of us crying at all? Everybody was crying that entire time.
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
No.
We kept it in.
I will
for
say,
the
and then Ashley let me borrow her Mr. Kate freckles.
Oh, yes.
The sparkly freckles.
Yes.
And I was like, they are so kind. And they have the coolest stuff.
You're like, they say influencers are so mean. These girls are so nice.
I was like, this is wild. But yeah, so that was our first time meeting.
Yes.
I thought you were awesome. So
I thought
chill.
You were great, too. Thank you so much.
So I had no idea you were going through the shit you're going through.
I'm glad.
I'm like, maybe I'm just a dumbass.
No. I think that honestly, like all of that for everybody was building up for so long. And like, of course, a trip is what just makes it explode in the way that it did. And then we all were like, it's fine. Let's just have a good time.
I think it was also like kind of a testament to like, no one actually cares that much about you. Like I was so involved in myself, which blessing and curse. But like, I was so just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here, blah, 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 that I wasn't like prying or figuring out like your drama, which like when you're in your position you're thinking everyone is
exactly,
or you have all the eyes on
but
you
that's
but it's
nice
just
to know it, that's actually really good to remember,
like it's I didn't care as much as you would think, you know what I mean, about the drama that was going on. I didn't know. I was just happy to be there. I was like, holy shit.
I could like, that's the vibe that I got from you too.
Oh.
You're just so nice.
So happy. I brought clementines.
You're so cute.
And I was like, I didn't want to be in it because everyone had little rooms and I was like, I didn't want to bother anyone. So I was just like, sometimes Remy would let me go in her bathroom and I was like, oh my God, this is so nice. She's like, use whatever shampoo you want. I was like, she's crazy. You bring like the big full-blown shampoos, not like the little ones.
Honestly, I don't remember a lot of that time, but I'm glad that I left a good
blacked
impression.
Blacked it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trauma.
And then we rekindled at Bungalow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yes.
What did I teach you?
Yes. So, because Alicia hadn't hired you at this point. And then, so after Coachella, then Alicia and I started getting closer because, again, the weekend was crazy.
Yeah, you're partying.
And then we became, like, besties after that. And then we were in our party phase. And I begged Alicia, like, we have to go to Bungalow, which is this really fun bar. I still think it's my favorite bar. And I tried to get my friends to go the other night. And they were like, Remy, why are we acting like we're in college? And
wait,
I was like,
Remy, come on. Ask me.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. I don't leave my house anymore, but I will. But Bungalow was, like, the most beautiful outdoor, like, wood, tree, open-air bar concept in L.A. I feel like I'm talking it up too much. It's in Santa Monica. It's, like, overlooking the beach, and it's so pretty, and it's connected to this really bougie hotel. So you go and, like,
Well, it's where the frat boys, they graduate and then they go to bungalow.
And I love it
so much. They're like alpha bungalow now. That's their frat.
Every time that I would go, alpha
and I
bungalow,
live for it.
Every time I'd go and alpha I'd talk to some guy. That's good. Every time I'd talk to a guy, they'd be like, yeah, I just wrapped up showing a house in Malibu.
Yeah.
I just like finished some contracts because I'm a lawyer and...
Just
whatever they're called,
9 to 5 at Deloitte.
No, literally.
And I'd be like,
got lunch
cool.
at Erewhon.
No, actually. Have you tried the buffalo cauliflower? So that's like the vibe that you have there. But I live for it,
but
and
like,
I love
hot.
It. They're super hot, and the drinks are fun, and the music's bumping, and it's great. So I ran into TK with Alicia shortly after Coachella.
Of course, I was there.
And yes,
I was playing ping pong. I literally remember I was playing ping pong.
I saw you. We were like walking in. I like bent down. I was like, TK? And Alicia was like, TK! And then we ran over and TK literally had...
And in my head, I'm like, I can't believe they remember me.
Oh my God, no, I loved. And you had... She had Crystal Lights in her purse and we were making Crystal Light vodkas at Bungalow and the rest is history.
Well, the thing was is that it wasn't that busy yet and we were like, should we buy a table?
Oh my God, that's right.
No, it wasn't that busy yet and we wanted to sit down but you had to buy a table to sit down. And Remy and Alicia were considering buying a table and I was like, damn, these girls are rich. I was like, no chance I'm buying a table.
I feel like I always think tables are going to be like a really good idea. And then you find out the price tag, though, and you're like, oh, wait, never mind.
I think it was probably like $800, $1,000. And you guys were genuinely considering. And I was like, oh, my God. And the friend I was with was like, oh, my God. And I remember they were like, you can just sit here until the table person comes. Like, until
yes.
the person that's going to take it over.
That's
so
right.
So we sat down. We got a bunch of, I think you guys went and got a round of drinks. You got a bunch of vodka waters. And I was like, I pulled out of my purse. I was like, wait, you guys don't, like, you have to try the Crystal Light.
Have you tried this? What's funny is right before that, I had just visited my best friend, Steph, who had moved to Dallas.
She does that too.
No, but I went to a bar, and it was like this outdoor bar in Dallas, and they had like they almost were like caged animals, like caged into like a little fence area. So I could walk up and like see them as I was walking in.
Whoa.
And she was like seeing her friends. And I walked up and I hadn't met these people yet. Now she's the one that I talked about on Pretty Basic, how she married her boss.
Yes.
It was her. So I walked up and she was squirting one of those Mios into her drink. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And then you did that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is like a thing now.
Yeah.
So then everyone around me was doing it. And so I joined in on the fun.
Yeah. Well, and you literally guys like made it your brand, which is genius.
It's the only thing I can drink without throwing up. Did you know that?
I did.
You heard it here first,
people. But that's crazy. did you see that our girl, one of our favorite TikTokers, Gibbs?
Oh my God, yes.
She made a TikTok and she was like, Crystal Light. And I was like, Gibbs, where you been?
And then I made one and I tagged her in it. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
And she replied to it and followed me.
Wait, what?
And then I made a joke about it because I was like, I saw she was using Smirnoff. Like, that's amateur. And she commented when she's like, I'm broke. That's the only thing I have money for. And I was like, I was kidding. I swear.
Aww. No, we stan Gibbs.
No, you. Yes, we love Gibbs.
We literally send all of Gibbs' TikToks to each other. It's the best. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with a bunch of juicy polls for Remy.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
All right, Miss Remy Ashton.
Yes.
I have some polls for you.
Oh, my God.
First one, it's just like, Avi, air fryer or Cal?
This is a tough one.
I got to say Cal, but I would honestly, Cal. In my list of things, air fryer would be right after him.
I know. I literally was like, what do I do next to an air fryer? And I couldn't think of anything, so I was like, I guess Cal.
You should have said Momo Daisy Cal. It go because my list goes Cal, Momo Daisy, air fryer.
Wild Till Nine.
Oh my God.
Or Mia's OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
I'm pinning Remy's besties against each other. I'm so sorry.
That's a
love
really,
them both, by the way.
Really? Oh my God.
Because you are technically subscribed to both.
Yes, technically.
I don't have an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
And I don't know what Mia's content is like, you know?
I mean, it's great content, and you should subscribe if you're interested.
You should.
Mia Sayoko.
Which Mia is the forking best. I love her.
She is.
And I love Lauren.
And a half. I know. And Wild Till 9 is so great, and I love the dynamic, and I think I'm just so fascinated by it. And I've been a guest thrice, so.
Whoa.
I know.
I need to get her and Jeremy, which, by the way, I think Jeremy's such a good asset to
Wild
Till 9.
The way that they, like, one time Lauren is out of town, so I just did an episode with me and Jeremy.
Hilarious.
Great. Like, he's such a great.
Such a great
conversator. Yeah. Whatever the word is, I feel
converser,
like I tried to.
Converser. Is that it?
I tried to Google it the other day and I couldn't find it. Okay, yes. Great person to have a conversation with. I would have to say, I'm going to say Mia's OnlyFans. Because I pay money for that, and I feel like
it's
get
worth it.
Great ROI on
really?
On my payment.
Oh my God, interesting. Well, you heard it here first.
I still love Wild Till 9. Please don't kill me, Jeremy. Thank you.
I'll go Wild Till 9.
Okay, love it.
You go Mia's OnlyFans. Okay. But you know what? Wild Till 9, their thumbnails. Okay, so yesterday.
Yes.
We were having a big, pretty basic, essentially meeting via text. Mm-hmm. Like, we were like, you know, really Alicia was going off. She's like, hey guys, you know, we need to fix the thumbnails. We need to, you know, really brainstorm titles. We need to redo some topics here. Let's come up with a doc. I was like, I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Wit's like, I'm on it. You're like, I'm on it. And I made a doc, like a Google Doc that we all shared of screenshots of all of the thumbnails of other maybe competitor podcasts or just big podcasts like YouTube thumbnails so that we could kind of compare and contrast what does well for them thumbnail and title wise.
Totally.
And I said my conclusion.
Yes.
After looking at all of them, I'm talking Zane and Heath. I'm talking Views. I'm talking Impulsive, Call Her Daddy, Chicks in the Office, Plan Brienne Cut, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like looking through. And I was like, you know what, guys? I think out of all of the podcasters on YouTube, which, by the way, they're really lacking females on YouTube for podcasters.
I mean, yeah, in general,
I think it's because girls don't like to get ready.
I think
it's more intimidating.
I think also it's just the idea of adding video is so much more work.
It is a beast.
It's a it adds like five times as much
work. But it's not that females don't want to put in the work. I think they're just like, oh, the the makeup and the glam. That's what they love about podcasting is like not having to get ready. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my conclusion was that Wild Till 9 and Impulsive has the best thumbnails and titles.
I completely agree. I know what Lauren and Jeremy do, at least what they used to do. I don't know if they changed it, but they record their podcast and they talk about like such interesting, fun things. And then from there, they're like, okay, what was the coolest part? They pull the title from there. And then Lauren, I believe Lauren does make the thumbnails, and she makes her thumbnails for her own main channel too. So I think that's probably why it's so good. She's just great
she's
at
a
it.
YouTuber.
She knows her.
She's
exactly.
YouTuber.
She's not like passing it off to other people. Like it's her exactly. And that's her area of expertise is what she's done for years. So I think that's a true testament as to why it's so oh my God, I can't talk today. Popular.
Well, I think that something about being a good YouTuber that people don't realize is like the bread and butter to being, or the secret sauce to being a good YouTuber is being able to brand the fork out of your video in the sense like packaging it. Alicia taught me this. Mm-hmm. Packaging it in a way that's enticing for people to want to click way more than you thought they would.
Yeah.
Or even more than they thought they would. And Lauren and you and Alicia and big YouTubers are really good at that.
I feel like I didn't realize the importance of a thumbnail until maybe a few years ago. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, wow. Like, it really, like, even if the title is great, the video could be absolutely stellar. If the thumbnail's not good, no one's going to want to click it.
Yeah. Well, the first thing you should look at if your video's not popping off and you're like, I worked so hard on this, what went wrong, is look at the thumbnail.
Yeah, totally agree.
And that's what I do. And that's what Alicia and I do when her video isn't popping off. We're like, this is so good. What's going on?
And I feel like I didn't even realize also that you can change it down the line. And then even if you change it, sometimes there's a resurgence of views, or it gets cycled through the algorithm or something like that. Like, I used to think like, oh, if a video I really loved wasn't doing well, I'd be bummed and be like, oh, I'll get them next time. Whereas now you can really change the title, change the thumbnail.
Second chance.
Yeah, just try. It can't hurt to try doing something.
I love it. Yeah, totally. Okay, fair foods or drunchies?
Drunchies.
This is an ode to
easily.
Drunchies.
Yes.
Really, why?
Are we talking about food-wise or the episode?
Food-wise.
Food-wise, drunchies.
Okay.
I'd say the same. Drunchies.
I really, you know what lives rent-free in my head?
Hmm.
The Rice Krispies you made.
Really?
Yeah.
For the Cooking with Remy party?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll make you some. They're so easy.
So good.
I had a friend who in college would be planning to go out for the night. She would, of course, sober, drive herself to Taco Bell, buy a couple burritos, leave them at her nightstand. We'd get drunk, go out. She'd come back and she'd have the burrito waiting for her on her nightstand.
Well, can we talk? We act like that's hilarious. But you know what's even more hilarious?
What?
Is you coming home to freaking your downtown LA apartment and making literally like what? A egg frittata. I don't even know what it's called. A quiche?
I think one time I made Alicia like a full salmon dinner. Actually, I have a good story. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, please.
Also, side note, I saw a TikTok of this guy that was like, what I would do to go out with Emily Mariko so that instead of coming home and ordering Taco Bell, she'll make me something. And he's like, I bet in her drunk state, she'll whip up the best. I was like, oh my God.
That's you.
I was like, I do that too. One time, Alicia and then our friend Aaron Rhodes and our friend Ty went out, and the night was an absolute mess. It was one of the best and worst nights of my life.
Mm-hmm.
We had to pull over the Uber multiple times because Alicia needed to yak on the side of La Cienega, which is like a big street in LA.
Love that.
So she needs to go throw up. And we had done Sunday Funday. So it's like during the daytime we got drunk. So keep in mind, it's dark outside. Alicia's trying to throw up in
front
of.
She's a yakker.
She's a yakker. But like, I get it. It makes you feel so much better. Sometimes you got to do it. So she pulled us over and she's trying to go. And I'm standing there just watching her and making sure everything's good. And then all of a sudden, Aaron and Ty come back holding venti waters from Starbucks. And we're like, how the heck did you get to Starbucks? It's like 2 a.m. And they're like, no, it's 7:30. So we're drinking our waters and they're waiting. We're all waiting for her. And she's so like taking a while. And she's just like, you know, not doing so hot. So I was like, okay, get back in the Uber. You
she's
guys go back to my
prayer.
Place. Exactly. So
at this point,
she's just trying.
She's on fire for God.
She's on fire for God, trying to make something happen. I'm like, guys, go back to my apartment. Here's my key. You go. I'll meet you there. So they leave. It's just us two. Eventually, 30 minutes later, she's like, I'm good. So then we get back in the car. We all go back to my apartment.
Which, such a good friend.
Thank you so much.
You should do that, but such a good friend.
Thank you so much. So then we get back. I put Alicia into the shower because she needs to shower. I put her in the shower. I make her a blueberry English muffin.
Shut up.
And then I tuck Aaron into the couch, and then I take his shoes off. I realize he's stepped in dog poop.
No.
So then I start scrubbing your shoes in my sink.
Wait, did you have the cloud couch by this point?
I think probably so. But he didn't. No, nothing got on the couch. It's okay.
Okay.
I like he had his like legs hanging over. I take the shoes off. I'm scrubbing the dog poop out. So I'm scrubbing it out, and then I'm like, oh shoot, Alicia. So I come back. I find her. She's on the floor, eating naked in the fetal position outside my shower, eating the English muffin. I turn the water off. I put a towel on. I go back out. I'm scrubbing the shoes. I put Aaron in the blanket. I then make Ty a full salmon dinner.
You said nanny,
nanny, babysitter, nanny, housekeeper, shoe cleaner.
Cook. Shoe cleaner.
So then I make him a full YouTuber, salmon dinner.
She's vlogging.
Hey, guys. So
Alicia just yacked again.
Hey, guys. Alicia's down here. She said she wants another muffin.
Hey, guys. She's in the fetal position now.
So then I make Ty a salmon dinner. I feed him. I'm like, okay, we're all good. I go to bed. I wake up in the morning and I go, Alicia. I had left her in the bathroom on the floor. But she had gotten up and came to bed with
Cute.
Me. That was the funniest night ever. I was just like, but now I'm good.
I know you heard about Alicia's had a little bit too fun at Schoolisha in Indiana.
Schoolisha takes Indiana.
Schoolisha didn't go to college. I did hear.
Oh, she wouldn't know.
No. I mean,
she would have been kicked out of the sorority. She would have been in standards every week.
The group me would have been going off. She yacked again.
Yeah.
You really can't be embarrassing us at this school, Alicia.
No.
She's going to love this episode.
I can't wait.
Yeah, shout out, Leash.
I haven't heard any of the full stories yet, actually.
Okay, well, I will say, it will be aired on Pretty Basic. You have to listen.
Thank God. Yeah,
I don't want to take her, you know.
Okay.
But I'm excited. I was very heavily involved in the, you know, the blueberry muffin, fetal position.
Yes.
Getting to the couch.
You know, girls got to do it. Everyone's got to.
Yeah. And I'll just say this, shout out my mom, because she was such a G the whole time.
There is no one else in the world that I'd want to take care of me in my drunken state than Kelly King.
Yeah,
and
she was
awesome. Every word of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, yeah, that is hilarious. Let's go back to the polls.
Okay, back to the polls, yes. So sorry.
Okay, your fake lashes or Chanel?
Lashes. Because nothing makes me feel more beautiful than lashes, not even a Chanel. I know.
Oh my God, am I going to cry? Oh my God. Wait, okay.
I stopped at the drive-thru all the way here, and the guy goes, I like your lashes.
No way.
Yes, I swear. I loved them.
Tell me, give us a tea. What lashes do you use?
These are the ones that Meredith Duxbury was wearing.
No way.
At breakfast. Remember when we were, I was like,
Stan,
what eyelashes
Meredith,
are you wearing?
Love her so much.
And I ordered 12. That's all I've been wearing lately.
You can't order one and everything. If you're with Remy, you have to order 12 of everything.
I figured I was going to love them, which I did. And if I didn't, I would simply return Amazon Kiss Royal Silk Chiffon Lashes.
Really?
I really do like them.
You know, now that I'm looking at them, it has that.
The spiky look that she had. I was like, oh, and she was wearing them with no makeup and just
it
like the lashes.
It makes your eyes like look rounder or something. It's weird.
Thank you.
Or it like opens it up.
I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
I love me
They're
a false lash.
They're gorgeous on you.
Thank you.
But what do you normally use?
I like these. I like the Ardell. I think they're called 112s or something like that.
Okay.
Honestly, I kind of grab whatever that has like, you know, the invisible band. I hate when they have a thick like black band. It like hits my tear duct and I cry. Anything with an invisible band, I'm good with.
Okay.
And the House of Lashes glue is the only glue that I'll ever use.
Oh, my
the
God.
The only glue. It's the only thing that's ever worked for me.
Do I need that?
Yes.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
I'm still on my lash journey.
You are. Every time we go to like Ulta or something, she's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm coming over for a class.
Oh my God. It's so hard.
It is. It's just practice makes perfect though.
Okay.
It really is.
I've kind of graduated to the, I've gotten the half lash that Alicia uses.
Yes, she loves a half lash.
But I need,
sometimes you need a full lash. You really do. Like,
I need
for
to
the
get
drama.
My PhD in lashes.
I'll come over and teach you.
Lash University.
You really do.
All right. Let's cut to a quick break and we'll be back with Miss Remy Ashton. All right, guys, we are back. Remy, I would love to chat about, have we ever talked on the air or just in general about our experience at Louis Vuitton in Tokyo?
I don't think so.
Have you ever talked about
Tiki's
Pretty Basic
story? I don't think so.
No, because I just feel like it really like explains Remy to people.
Please tell everyone, tell the class.
Well, I want you to chime in. You start and I'll chime
in. Okay, let me paint the scene. TK and I, so we went to Tokyo with Benefit. And it was a whole brand trip. And then after, Alicia's family was coming in to meet her so they could spend time with one of their family friends. And TK and I were like, if we're going all the way out there, we need to like stay a little bit longer.
My first time to Tokyo.
Yes. And it was an amazing experience. And we stayed at all these. We like kept jumping around hotels and just had, we didn't even know each other that well yet too. But like that solidified the friendship. And, you know.
Alicia always tells me, I'm so sorry to interrupt. No, but Alicia always tells me, she's like, you're a lot more like Remy than you think. And I'm like, what's that supposed to mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah. She's like, well, I know you would put that glitter license plate on your car.
Did you put it on ever?
Oh, I still have it. And I need to put it on.
Okay. I'll put it on next time you come over. Oh. We'll make Cal put him to work.
We need to take a photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laying on top of the car. Yeah. Yes.
I said, peace out, Alicia. New pretty basic cover art. Me.
You. Oh, my God. Yes. No, wait, but that's so good.
But Alicia always says, she's like, you're way more like Remy than you think. She always says that to me. And I'm like, what the fork is that supposed to mean? Like, just because I like glitter.
We love glitter. We love rhinestone license plates.
So we just really like developed our friendship.
Yes.
In Tokyo. Like, I was like, holy shit, Remy is my cool aunt.
The aunt thing is like perfect because I have a cool aunt.
Yeah.
And I feel like I it's a similar relationship. I feel it.
Well, she spoils me rotten. You buy me way too much shit. And she just, I feel like I can get away with murder with Remy.
Oh, you like, call me. I got you.
Remy's got
me. Bury the body.
And I got Remy. So anyway, continue.
I completely agree with that. I think I just like gift giving. It, to me, that is my way that I like to show love. And if I see something
you like.
Exactly. If I see something in a store, like if I saw like a red, I don't know, shoe that I think TK would really like, I'd be like, that is going home with me and I'm giving it to TK.
Okay, but remind you, we're in Tokyo. Okay, right?
more reason to buy things because we are abroad. When are we going to go back to Tokyo again? Who knows?
Okay. But
I'm setting the scene.
I will say though, you are the person that, you are extremely generous.
Thank you so much.
In general, I do want to say that. Remy is so generous with her time, her energy, and with gift giving. Okay?
Thank you.
It's not just like, oh, I want to spend money and like to shop. You really are genuinely generous, which is something that, you know, we all want to take a little piece of.
That's so nice.
And she's awesome in that way. But the bad part of being too generous is that it's just sometimes unreasonable.
Yeah, I do let it take advantage of me sometimes.
I'm here to protect that.
No, and like TK kept me real in check.
Well, I tried.
You went rogue. We went to like a candy store and they had all the Japanese candies, which I'm obsessed with.
Matcha Kit Kats.
Yes, matcha. Every Kit Kat a flavor you can imagine, like mochi and all these things.
Matcha,
and so I was
everything.
Like, my mom would want that. My aunt would want that. So I literally filled up an entire bag and then I was like, well, I got my mom and aunt something. Now I have to get my uncle something. And then I have to get my dad something. Like everybody needs
like,
something.
Literally people I'd never heard of in my life. And I was like close to Remy, but not that close to where I was like, oh, so who's that? Fifth cousin?
Twice removed.
Do they really need matcha Kit Kats? Because I'm pretty sure you only brought one suitcase here.
Oh my God. How did I get all that home?
Did you buy another suitcase?
I possibly might have.
I think you took one of your big bags.
Oh, and like checked it again. Okay, well, somehow I made it back here. My brother had a girlfriend. And her name is Aubrey. And I was like, Aubrey, like, probably would really like this. So I went into the Louis Vuitton store. And I'm looking at, you know, like, I didn't want to get her like a giant purse or anything like that because I didn't know her that well yet. But I was like something nice, something small. So I'm asking about wallets and things. And the lady brings out wallets and she's like, oh, this is like $800. This one's like $1,000. This one's like $250. And in my brain, when I go, I don't go into designer stores very often because if I do, I feel so bad that they've taken things out that I feel like I need to buy something because I feel like they're like relying on me now because they worked to take, just like they went to the back, they took these things out and I feel so bad. So then
I walked to the back.
I feel bad sometimes. So then I was like, oh, well maybe this one. TK goes, no.
Okay. Let me preface this a little bit more. She had already purchased probably like the biggest bags I think that they can make, you know, like the paper bags, the biggest bags.
And they were slung on my shoulders.
We were literally lugging around like
them. It was heavy.
Around. Yes. And I was carrying them too.
Was too.
All around Tokyo because we were walking all over shopping, like all over God's green acres. And we're like literally like lugging the matcha Kit Kats, you know, from Onda's hotel to Shibuya.
They were like 50 pounds each.
Yeah.
They really were.
Like huge bags full of just everything you could imagine. And then when we finally get to Louis Vuitton, I'm like, we're
in, tired.
Like, yeah, things are like worse than like how I feel after F45. And we get to the Louis Vuitton, and she's like, oh yeah, I might get a small little trinket thing, you know, because Aubrey's birthday coming up or whatever. Is it a birthday?
Yeah, it was her birthday.
I don't know that I've ever purchased anything from my brother's girlfriends.
Is it weird to do that?
No, I think it's very kind, but I just, that's like, if there must be serious for me to buy something.
I do actually see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I do see what you mean.
Like for a sister to buy.
Like if she were my sister-in-law, then that's one thing.
Totally.
But yeah. Okay,
totally.
Now that you're saying this, I understand.
Like I get the reason. Like, I ain't buying Phil's girlfriend shit in Tokyo. Not even a matcha Kit Kat.
Not a single one.
Yeah, not a single one. And Lord knows I'm not getting her from freaking Louis Vuitton. So she's like, the lady's like, okay, that'll be like, what was it?
I think it was like 500 something. The one that eventually we're going to get. It was like
it was a card
something.
Holder, right? Yeah. 500. We're going to say between $500 and $1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? She was like, okay, you know.
But in my gut didn't want to. I really didn't. So when you said that, I was very relieved.
Really?
But I really did just feel bad. I feel so bad when they take things out because I asked to see like five
and
things.
And I'm like, I was like, absolutely not. Like, they are pushy. That's the thing that is annoying. So I get your concern. And I hate when they're pushy and weird.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, it's really uncomfortable.
TK pulled a full mom on me,
though. I go, no, we will not be buying this. I'm so sorry to inconvenience you. Yeah. Remy, we need to leave.
Yes.
And she puts the things away. And we head out. And Remy's like, wait, are you sure? Like, Aubrey, like, I need to get the will. I'm like, no. We can spend a little bit less than $500.
I know.
Which, no tea, no shade to Aubrey. Like, we love her.
No, we love Aubrey. We stan.
So she's like, fine, I'll go to YSL.
But we did get her something that was like half the price of that.
Yeah.
And you felt you let me do it. And I really did appreciate you stepping up like that because sometimes I just get like
mental toughness.
Yes, I just get so like nervous and I get like I'm a pushover. So I appreciated that. And that's one of my favorite stories between us.
Oh my gosh. I literally was like, Alicia.
Down. She was like, no, we're not doing this. So sorry. We're leaving. And I was like, okay.
I was like, we already have so much shit. We do not need to spend $500 on this. And literally, I was like, how are we going to fit it?
I mean, I agree. It would have been the like half pound that broke the handles of the bag, and we would have to be lugging it around.
Totally, agreed. Totally. Remy, I think that one of my favorite things about you is you're so fun. Like, you are the definition of fun to me. I feel like you and I both are addicted to fun.
Yeah, no, I think that we're a good time to hang out with.
We are. We are like, go with the flow, life of the party. We're going to have fun no matter where we go.
Yes.
But what is even cooler about you is how attractive your brain is to me.
Oh my gosh.
You're like really, really, really smart. And I think a lot of people don't know that about you.
That's so nice of you to say because I have not been articulating myself well on this whatsoever.
No, we've been like, we spent money on matcha.
This is empty. And at the beginning, I was like, my brain was vibrating.
It's the caramel apple pops.
It definitely is. Well, thank you so much. That's so kind of you to say.
Well, do you feel like that's a common like misconception about you?
No, because I don't think I'm that smart.
What?
I think I'm pretty average. I did not do so hot in college.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't mean that. That doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm not saying, you know, like SAT smart. Mm. I'm saying like your brain, the way that you run your business and you know how to operate with certain people and you manage your employees and your team is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
I'm being serious, though.
I think
people just think you're like life. They don't see that all the
behind
hard work.
The scenes
yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of
They're
stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, cooking with Remy. Like, she uses an air fryer.
Yeah.
But like, I don't, and like, oh my gosh, she has, you know, she loves to shop. But like, I don't think people realize how smart you are.
Thank
inside.
You. I do think, not that I don't, I think it's a common misconception because, granted, I don't really see a lot of people saying anything like good or bad about kind of that thing. But I do think that there is a lot that we don't show about business behind the scenes because I think it is kind of like, not that you want it to be a facade, but like it's not fun when you see all the wires and everything and like all the things going on behind the scenes. So I just don't personally show that. But I do think people would be very impressed to see how much we all do behind the scenes.
I would agree. You know what? One of the most crazy things that I learned about, like, behind the scenes or Hollywood is, which I think you know this, is in movies, when you go into a movie theater, you know, and you're like, the popcorn smell. Yes. And then, you know, you get your candy and it makes you want to get popcorn. And then you go into the movie theater and it's like a whole experience. Like, the whole point of going to a theater is the experience of the popcorn and the movies and whatever. But what I found out in film school is that that popcorn smell is not real. They blow with a scent machine the smell of popcorn, like buttery popcorn. It's
they
like a scent.
Do?
Yes, like you
like
would
a
do
Cold Stone.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like they do at like Disney and you know,
I didn't know
things
they
like
did that at the movie theater.
Yeah, so it makes you want to get popcorn.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's such a trick, honestly. Everybody's always just, it's
well,
all
facade. Well, everything's a facade.
Yeah, yeah. Completely.
And the sooner you find that out, I would say the better.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But I think that a lot of, especially lifestyle YouTubers, it's funny because I was just telling my producer this, in the YouTube world, all the guys always give us grief. They're like, yeah, you make the real money to us, yeah, right? But no one knows that, like, you know, all these girls that talk about their beauty and makeup and fashion and stuff have brains behind it.
I mean,
there's really brains.
It makes a lot of sense because so many ad dollars go towards cosmetics and it's like,
and girls
essentially
shop.
Superficial. Exactly, yeah.
Way more than dudes.
I think it's just so, I talked to a male lifestyle influencer recently and he was saying how there's only so many products that he can essentially work, or companies that he can work with and products that he can push, like Dollar Shave Club and, like, you know, certain like men's fashion wear. But for us, it's a little bit easier because it's, especially with being a lifestyle influencer, especially doing with like home and beauty and fashion, all those sorts of things. It just broadens the range of companies and products that we can sell. I love stuff and I love buying new things and trying new things. So
we
for me,
all yeah. love trying new things.
Yeah.
We love a life hack that is just the smallest key to success.
Oh,
to
completely.
to make your day just the littlest bit better.
Or like, I feel like you, me and Alicia especially, are always talking about like, oh, you need to try this or you need to try that. And like, we're always influencing each other.
Yeah.
Which is why we
in
make,
real life.
Exactly. Why we make good influencers is because we just essentially share the products that we genuinely love with each other and mm-hmm. then with our followers. And it's just like, I love trying new things. I love finding out what's the best coffee creamer, trying out five different ones and then sharing what I like the most. And like, to me, that is just like our realm of influencing.
Yeah, that would be what we would be talking about if it weren't on camera.
Completely.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That is what we're talking
Snacks,
about.
Yeah. Beauty, hair, whatever.
All the little fun stuff that keeps us going.
Just girly girl things.
Yeah, just girly girl things. But I really think that you... It just influencers in general, whether you're Insta baddie, influencer, lifestyle person, I think that people just don't think that there's like a business side behind it, and there really is, and you have it.
Have you?
You're super smart.
Well, thank you so much. Were you on YouTube when brand deals and sponsorships were not as widely accepted?
I think I wasn't as much of an avid viewer. Like, I just I had my people that I would search. I didn't have a channel that I subscribed to.
Okay.
I just like would search certain people.
Got it.
So I don't really remember that time, but like I know there was a time.
It was kind of crazy how in I don't know if it was a day or a month or a year, just like it shifted and everyone was like, oh yeah, these people need to do these sponsorships to make money because they need to make a living because they're making content for a living. And like, I appreciate how accepted it is now that people are like, oh yeah, like, you know, they need to do this. And like,
well, it used to be you had to integrate it like it wasn't a deal.
And like, I've done my fair sponsorships where it definitely felt too sponsored, and I love brands that just let you actually produce the content that you would normally produce while integrating your product, and they actually understand that that's going to do better for them and for us. But I'm so happy now that people truly do understand that like sponsorships need to happen, and they're just accepting of it, because there was a time where they'd be like sell out all the time and it was like
I think one of the people too that really helped that change like come to fruition is Emma.
I completely agree.
Because I remember she got a honey brand deal. Mm. And I don't know if you remember this, but she put on her glasses and she was like, sponse. And she had a mug and she put on a tie. And she was like,
I don't remember this
part. Is like sponse. She like made it like a bit in her like video. And I was so entertained by the bit that she put on for the ad that I like, it didn't bother me at all that it was an ad. And one, it never bothers me when anyone does an ad, because I'm like, dude, of course you would do it too for a check, you know?
But I feel like she, and I almost expect every she video of hers now to be, to be sponsored. And that's totally fine also. Like, and also everything she's pushing, I know she actually really does like and use. So I think there's no problem with it.
And I don't think people realize the amount of time and effort that goes into us trying to make that our content and the brand fit as seamlessly as possible. Yeah. Like, you know, there's so many times where I'll have a deal and I give concepts and they're like, no. And I'm like, well, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. Oh, all you the know? Time. All the time. Or even how much money goes into just producing the content itself.
Yeah.
Because we all felt as creators the need to level up our content and, you know, raise the quality, whether it was the camera or the editing or the lighting or what the products that you're using in the video. So it all just became, which is totally fine. And I'm so much happier with my content now than I used to be. But it definitely costs a lot more to keep creating that content over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's I'm so grateful that she kind of did that and that people are more accepting. You have to, I mean, when people get a brand deal, I'm genuinely happy for them because I know how rewarding it is.
Also, her videos are like 20 minutes sometimes, which is essentially like a TV show, which when you watch a TV show, that's got what, like five ads for essentially a 20 minute segment of content that you're watching.
And it took like 2 years to film.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing on set?
Well, did you hear with the Kardashians now, they're able to roll out their shows so much more quickly because, you know, it used to be like a year behind because E was like prolonging everything, crew, editing, everything like that.
Really?
Now with Hulu, because it's just streaming, they're able to get it out like a month or two after.
Oh, you know what? It's probably just because of the selling the space on E, on like traditional television. Yeah. Totally. That's what it is.
I love the way that everything's going, the direction everything's going.
Uh-huh. If you could have Cooking with Remy on like a network or a streaming service, where would you want it?
I think, I think Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I'm just a Netflix girly. Netflix show?
Yeah, I think so. Netflix, I love HBO Max, but I just feel like Netflix is like the mecca.
Oh, let's manifest the hell out of that.
Cooking with Remy.
Cooking with Remy. Ding. Which you have a very special something coming out in the near future, right?
I do, actually.
We can't really talk about it, but.
I was like drafting the text to Ollie and Alicia, and I was like, TK. I was like, hi, Cooking with Remy support team. Thank you so much for everything. I have to share this with you.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed. Well, Remy, it's been an absolute delight having you on.
Thank you for having me. I'm sad it's over.
I know.
I always never want podcasts to end. I have so much fun.
Well, I guess what is, I have one last question. Two last questions. Yes. One is, what are you doing to make moves right now in your life?
Ooh.
Or in your career?
You know what, actually? I've been taking breaks. Which I feel like that doesn't necessarily kind of correlate with the idea of making moves, but I've realized
No, it does.
Okay, good.
You have to take a break to be able to make big moves.
To make any moves. Mm-hmm. I realized I was kind of overwhelming my schedule and not taking any breaks, and especially for me, I realized the importance of actually taking weekends off, because before I'd be like, oh, it's the weekend, it's fine, I have time to do this for work, when then I would get to like Wednesday and I'd be burnt out for the week, and then Thursday and Friday I couldn't do anything, and it was just like this long cycle, so I've realized take time for myself. I literally didn't leave the house for the past 2 days, which is probably not the best thing, but I really just took time to like take care of myself. And I feel like I've learned by taking those breaks, I'm able to then make moves.
What are the big things within the break that you think are like pivotal? Like, is it just laying? Is it taking a bath? Is it, you know, cooking therapeutically or whatever?
Good question. Honestly, it kind of varies. I love cooking, obviously. Like, for me, that's very much an outlet for me.
Is that still, though, like, therapeutic? Because it still is.
When I don't have to film it, I do. I just love, like, not having to worry about angles or what I'm saying. Or,
yeah,
like,
or how
I can
you look.
Mess up. Exactly. Mm. Like, I'm planting a garden in my house, and the lady that's coming over, she came to take pictures of the garden, and then she brought me a whole bag of passion fruit. And so I looked at these passion fruits. I was like, what can I make with this? And I was thinking of, like, tarts and, like, drinks and things like that. And I just, like, had fun experimenting.
Yeah. No
and
pressure.
So, exactly. And that's really fun for me, taking a bath. Honestly, putting my phone away has been the biggest game changer. I used to always think if I put my phone away, I'd get canceled while my phone was away. But I've learned to deal with that irrational fear. And if I get canceled, God forbid, we will deal with it. But
well,
I don't need to always
call
be
Cal.
Exactly. I don't have to worry about it all the time. So I put my phone away now and I just like watch TV or do something like mm-hmm. that.
Do you like slug out on the couch or are you in your bed?
Always my couch. I never lay in my bed unless I'm sleeping.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. That's actually probably good for you.
I've heard that. I've heard that if you actually like, if you eat in bed, which I used to do that when I lived in my first apartment, I'd eat, sleep, edit, never leave my bed. Sometimes. It is so comfortable. And especially when you live with a roommate, uh-huh. I understand that. But it's not good for your brain because then when you get into bed to sleep, you think like, oh, I'm going to be eating or oh, I'm going to be working. And you can't actually just
turn
rest.
Off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. And then I guess what I'm like obsessed with sayings and quotes. Do you have a favorite one that you like reference a lot? I always say, if you think you're beaten, you are.
I love yours. I think be kind.
Wow. Be kind.
Be kind, groundbreaking,
cooking with Remy.
Earth-shattering, be kind.
That's your quote?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't really live by quotes, but sometimes I'll hear a quote and be like, live, laugh, love is a good one. Let's get cooking.
Let's get cooking.
That's it.
I'm inspired. Well, seriously, it has been a treat to have you on, Remy.
Thank you for having me on. I got the
Please
text
come back.
And I screamed. Oh, literally whenever.
Okay, good to know. Let us know if you want to have Remy back on the air.
Have me and Alicia on.
Wait.
That'd be so fun.
That would be so fun.
Yes.
We should totally do that.
Yeah, no, we actually should.
We'll totally do that. And be sure to follow Remy on all of the things. Where can they follow you?
Miss Remy Ashton / Rem Life.
Oh, okay. Get it, I guess. What about Instagram and stuff?
My Instagram is Miss Remy Ashton. My TikTok, most importantly, Miss Remy Ashton. Please
no profile
me.
Pic.
I'm trying to be, I was banned, but I'm trying to get famous.
What about podcast?
Oh, pretty basic.
Okay, literally brains. This is what we say every time before they're about to, they're like, hee! I'm like, guys, promote the pretty basic.
Pretty basic. You can check us out on YouTube, Pretty Basic Podcast / also the Pretty Basic channel.
Love it.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Good job, Rem. Well, you can also follow me.
Yes, absolutely.
At TK's Juicy Polls on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And be sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel on It's Making Moves Pod on YouTube. And be sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen or get your podcasts. You can subscribe, rate, review, do all the things.
Leave a 5-star review. Yeah. What are you doing?
It would be much appreciated. And go pimp Remy out. Send her some DMs, whatever.
Thank
go watch
you.
Cooking with Remy. Oh,
please,
my God.
Thank
it's
you.
The best. The Drunchies episode. Personal fave.
Thank you.
Anyway, be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.